Review and Review, celebrating 40 years of audio production, welcomes you to this week's edition of the Glasgow Times Sports Podcast, recorded from our studio in the Bishopriggs Media Centre and by our volunteers working from home. Keep up to date with Q and Review news via our Facebook, Twitter or Instagram at Q and Review, that's @CUEANDREVIEW, or get in touch with us directly by emailing information@qandreview.com. That's information@CUEANDREVIEW.com, or by calling 0141 772 3976. Please like and share our podcast and give us constructive feedback.
This is from the Glasgow Times on Wednesday, the 13th of December, 2023, from the sports section. Ex-Rangers striker Alfredo Morelos officially released from Santos. Article by Mark Walker. Santos have officially exercised Alfredo Morelos' release clause and he will leave the shamed Brazilian club at the start of next month. The famous club were relegated for the first time in their 111-year history last week, with Pelé's old side plummeting down to Serie B. After his release from Rangers in the summer, Morelos took until September to find a new team, but injury hampered any impact he had in South America, and he only managed to play a total of 76 minutes, where he managed one solitary start in Brazil's Serie A and three substitute appearances. He had a relegation release clause in his contract if Santos went down, but it could only be activated if Santos agreed to it. They appointed a new president this week, and Marcelo Teixeira, who is now in his third spell at the club, has immediately acted by activating the release clause, leaving Morelos free to leave on January the 1st, when his contract expires. Teixeira said, "My commitment is to return Santos to the place it should never have left. We will evaluate all the club's departments. We need to take bold decisions so that Santos has an opportunity to get into shape financially in a difficult season." And Morelos was the first to be sacrificed. According to reports in Brazil, there has been interest from a host of Mexican clubs, with Zenit St. Petersburg previously linked to the 27-year-old too. Morelos is reportedly earning around 1 million Brazilian reals a month, which amounts to around £40,000 a week, more than quadruple the amount of Santos's first-choice striker Marcos Leonardo. With the relegated club desperately looking to reduce costs, giving the green light to allow Morelos to leave was one of the first decisions of their new president. Morelos made 178 league appearances in total at Rangers, scoring 78 league goals and 124 in all competitions during his six-year spell in Glasgow. That article was by Mark Walker.
From the Glasgow Times Sports section published on Thursday, the 14th December 2023, Scotland captain to star on giant stage after WPL draft selection cricket by Graham McPherson. If Catherine Bryce is not a cricket household name already, then that is all set to change over the next few months. The Scotland captain has been making waves on both sides of the border for some time, but her selection this week as the only player from an associate, non-ICC full member, nation to be drafted for the Women's Premier League, WPL, that takes place in India in February and March will help elevate the all-rounder's status to a whole new level. Nobody goes mad for cricket quite like the Indians, and before and after the draft, Bryce's name was the subject of fevered debate in articles, podcasts, and other bulletins. An Indian journalist even took the chance to join this Cricket Scotland-arranged Zoom call from Tasmania, where Bryce is based for the next few months, eager to learn more about the player that the Gujarat Giants have just snapped up for ₹1 million, around £10,000. She will need to get used to that level of attention. Associate players do not count towards a team's quota of four overseas players, but Given that there were only a total of 9 places available for non-Indians, it still counts as a significant feather in Bryce's cap that she got selected when many others, including younger sister Sarah, were left disappointed. I wasn't able to watch the auction in person, but I got a call to say I had made it and that was a pretty exciting moment, she said. There's always a bit of hope, but you never know how these things are going to go, especially with just 5 teams and only 9 places for overseas players. I'd had a couple of conversations with people before the draft. The analyst for the Giants was also the analyst for the men's Manchester Originals team, so I'd met him to speak about it, but a lot of it really came down to how the rest of the auction played out. I'd hoped a few of the other teams might have picked up a few of the other associate players, but it's just myself, so I have to go now and make the most of this opportunity. This is just the second edition of the WPL, but the hope is it will eventually grow to be as big as its male IPL, Indian Premier League, equivalent, which has become the most lucrative and popular T20 tournament in the world. Playing in India will be pretty special, Bryce said. Going into that environment as an overseas player will be a bit different for me, but just getting this opportunity to play on one of the biggest stages is really exciting. Last month I had a 3-day training camp over there with the RCB, Royal Challengers Bangalore. It was my first time in India and the exposure you get there compared to Scotland is different as well. To also be there at the same time as the World Cup final and get to experience that was just crazy. I'd hope the WPL will eventually grow to become as big as the IPL. What we've seen with franchise tournaments all around the world is that if you really invest in it and properly market it, then people will get drawn into it, watch it on TV, and come along to support their team. Hopefully it will keep getting that funding to expand it year on year and get more people invested in it from all around the world. It is all quiet on the Scotland front just now, but an active Bryce will only be a good thing with the T20 World Cup Global Qualifier set to take place just after the WPL in April. The Wildcats are still without a permanent head coach, but Bryce was happy to go into bat on behalf of Craig Wallace, the former men's wicketkeeper currently in temporary charge. We've become used to a lot of ups and downs throughout our Scotland careers, but having Craig on board this year has been fantastic, she said. He's been really invested in the girls' program and really pushing that forward. The girls really get on well with him, so hopefully he's able to hang around for a while longer yet. This article was read by Amy. You're listening to the Herald Scotland Talking Newspaper from Kew and Review Print speaking to the blind. We would love your feedback on our readers, so please give us a call on 0141 648 4994 to speak directly to our managing editor.
From the Glasgow Times Sports section published on Thursday, the 14th December 2023. Digest. Basketball Caledonia Gladiators coach Miguel Ortega insists the women team's first European adventure is just the first step in building a superpower. The Scots visit Hungarian side Pécs tonight in the first leg of their EuroCup women playoff duel after cruising through the group stages with a single defeat. Making the last 32 has justified the gamble of taking the plunge in the club's first campaign in East Kilbride. It can also be a shop window, Ortega says, to luring the best female players from the UK and across Europe, to Placeport. We want to build a great team and our arena will help us a lot in attracting talent now and in the future, he said. Whatever player, whether Scottish or England, knows there's a place where they can train, where there's a solid structure, and a professional club where they can turn their dreams into reality. And we're going to be there to help them. And that also applies to creating our own local talent. One of the big challenges is to create our own academy where girls as young as 9 begin their basketball. Curling Edinburgh's world champion Bruce Mewat scored a huge win over arch-rival Nicholas Edin at the Masters Grand Slam tournament in Saskatoon. Despite the absence of injured vice, skip Grant Hardy, Mewat and his team repeated their victory over Olympic champion Edin in last month's European final in Aberdeen, with a sensational 13-6 triumph. Fellow Scots James Crack and Cameron Bryce have both lost their opening 2 matches, with Crack going down 8-3 to Reid Carruthers, while Bryce was pipped 6-5 by another Canadian skip, Kevin Coy. Ross White had earlier beaten Norwegian Magnus Ramsgjell 8-5. Hockey Neil Menzies has retired from Scottish hockey after an illustrious career as international player and coach which spanned more than 50 years. Menzies, who played for Western from 1984, became a regular in the Scotland squad, playing in three Euro Hockey Championships. He was selected for the Great Britain training squad preparing for the Moscow Olympics but was never capped, having missed out on a trip to Pakistan due to illness. Menzies began top-level coaching with Glasgow Western Ladies, delivering several domestic titles and medals in European club championships between 1988 and 1991. He was then appointed assistant and later head coach to the Scotland senior women's squad, as well as becoming assistant coach on the GB Elite Development Programme. In 2012, Menzies joined Scottish hockey and 7 years later was given the post of Scotland's talent pathway head coach. Hockey has been my life for over 50 years. While I'm retiring from my paid job with Scottish hockey, I still intend to stay active in hockey because I still love the game and the people involved in it, he said. Racing Air is to stage an extra jumps fixture next Wednesday following the recent spate of abandonments due to the weather. The meeting will consist of 7 races, starting at 11:50 a.m. Snooker Perth potter Scott Donaldson bowed out of the Scottish Open in Edinburgh after a 4-1 pasting to last year's runner-up, Joe O'Connor, in the last 64. Gary Wilson fought back from 3-1 down to keep his title defence on track with a 4-3 win over China's Xing Zhihao to set up a repeat of last year's final against O'Connor. Squash Scotland's men will play Hong Kong in the last 16 after topping Group G at the World Team Championship in Tauranga, New Zealand. The number 7 seeds had already beaten Canada 3-0, and the Scots rubber-stamped their qualification by whitewashing Samoa. Rory Stewart defeated Wansmoe Old in 3 straight games, before Scottish number 1 Greg Lobban and youngster Alistair Prutt completed the job with equally emphatic victories over Leo Faislofer and Donald Marflett respectively. This article was read by Brian. You're listening to the Herald Scotland talking newspaper from Kew and Review Print, speaking to the blind. We would love your feedback on our readers, so please give us a call on 0141 648 4994 to speak directly to our managing editor. From the Glasgow Times Sports section published on Thursday the 15th December 2023, Michael Beale salutes Rangers Europa League heroics versus Real Betis. By Aidan Smith on X, formerly Twitter as at SmithAidan1. Sport Audience and Engagement Editor. Michael Beale has hailed Rangers Europa League heroics as outstanding after the club qualified for the last 16 of the competition. Kemar Roofe's 78th minute winner against Real Betis and an understrength light blues into the knockout stage in Spain last night. The Light Blues twice took the lead in the first half through Abdallah Simmer and Cyril Dizers, but they were heading for the Conference League knockout stages before Roof's late goal inflicted a first home defeat of the season on Real Betis. Former Ibrox boss Beale was in charge as Rangers defeated Betis at Ibrox earlier in the group, and he was hugely impressed by the performance last night. He took to Instagram to share the scoreline and wrote, "Outstanding from the players and staff. Well done, Rangers. Fantastic performance." Beale's replacement Philippe Clement was also delighted with his side's performance as he backed his team to have an amazing season if they show the same togetherness that helped them to their 3-2 win in Seville. Clement told Rangers TV, "It's an amazing evening. I am really proud of the boys, the way they stuck together, the way they were brave. The things I asked, to be brave, to go with our football, create chances, score good goals, and a real top team mentality. That's what we need to build on over the next couple of months. If they stick together like this every 3 days, you always have an amazing season." It was Rangers' first away victory against Spanish opposition. Clement said, "This is a big reference and statement also, for them and the outside, that if everyone is into the story and working hard, we are a really hard team to beat, even for top-class teams like Betis, who are in really good form and played a really good game against Real Madrid last week and could have won. It was the first loss in their home stadium this season. And it was also a game we had to win, a lot of pressure, and the players dealt really well with it. This article was read by Arthur. You're listening to the Glasgow Times talking newspaper from Q and Review Print, speaking to the blind. We would love your feedback on our readers, so please give us a call on 0141 648 4994 to speak directly to our managing editor. From the Glasgow Times sports section published on Thursday the 15th December 2023, Rangers' epic Europa League form lands top table coefficient spot. By Aidan Smith. On X, formerly Twitter, as at Smith Aidan 1. Sport audience and engagement editor. Rangers rank among Europe's elite for their performances in Europe in recent seasons, it has been revealed. New data published by Swiss Football Data has produced an updated list of the top 100 clubs that collected the most coefficient points for their country in the last five seasons. Rangers are third in the table with a points scored for UEFA country ranking of 18.375, which leaves them behind only Bayern Munich, 18.946, and Manchester City, 19.768. That means Rangers have collected more coefficient points over the past five seasons than giants such as Real Madrid, Barcelona, Liverpool, PSG, Juventus and Manchester United. Celtic also make the top 100, but Brendan Rodgers' side are placed 44th after landing just 10.625 coefficient points over the past five seasons. Kemar Roofe's 78th-minute winner sent an understrength Rangers into the last 16 of the Europa League last night against Real Betis. The Light Blues twice took the lead in the first half through Abdallah Simmer and Cyril Dizers, but they were heading for the Conference League knockout stages before Roofe's late goal inflicted a first home defeat of the season on La Liga side. Rangers had already secured qualification for the Europa Conference League before the clash, but they are now in line for a bumper payday after securing their Europa League status for the knockout stage. We told earlier how Philippe Clement's side are set to land double what they would have earned in the Conference League, and that pot could rise substantially depending on how far they progress into the tournament. It is also estimated that Rangers have earned a total of €25 million for their involvement in European competition so far this season, and with that figure set to rise, it will bag the Ibrox club more than what they picked up in the Champions League last term. This article was read by Brian. You're listening to the Glasgow Times talking newspaper from Q and Review Print, speaking to the blind. We would love your feedback on our readers, so please give us a call on 0141 648 4994 to speak directly to our managing editor. From the Glasgow Times sports section published on Thursday the 15th December 2023, Scott Brown makes Celtic statement in Premier League comparison. By Aidan Smith on X, formerly Twitter, at Smith Aidan 1. Sport audience and engagement editor. Scott Brown believes Celtic could fill their stadium twice if they were playing in the Premier League, as he backed his former club as one of the best-supported clubs in Europe. The former Hoops skipper spoke to William Hill and Footy Accumulator's No Tippy Tappy Football, a series in which Sam Allardyce and Natalie Pike are joined by a special guest each week to discuss the big stories surrounding the 2023-24 Premier League season and beyond. Brown was keen to launch a defence of Scottish football on the show, and he insisted that supporters down south can't comprehend just how big Celtic and Rangers are, and they would only be able to if the two sides were to join the Premier League. He explained, "Celtic is a huge club. I'd say they're easily in the top 10 biggest clubs in Europe, especially when you consider the size of the fanbase. The only way English people would be able to understand the full extent of the size of Celtic and Rangers is if they were to join the Premier League." Celtic have 60,000 season ticket holders and another 28,000 on standby. They could double the size of their stadium if they were playing in the English leagues. They've got such a strong fanbase in Scotland, and obviously you have the fans coming over from Ireland as well, but they've also got fans all over the world. Wherever the players go, they're always recognised, But if you played for a mid-table Premier League team and went on holiday to Dubai, for example, you might not get noticed as much as the Celtic players. There is no better ground to play at on a Champions League night than Celtic Park. A lot of players go to Celtic to have the opportunity to play in the Champions League, and the support in those European games is unbelievable. Brown also hailed Celtic's performance in this year's Champions League after the club picked up a victory in their final match of the group against Feyenoord. He added, "It's hard to rank Celtic against other European teams at the moment because they had the record of 15 Champions League games without a win, which is not a great record to have, but luckily they managed to put an end to that. I probably actually started that because I think the run began in my final season at the club. The Champions League is a different level and we always found it difficult playing away from home in Europe. We had a decent record at home, but the competition is only getting harder because of the amount of money that is going into the game in England and other countries compared to Scotland. They will continue to punch above their weight and Brendan Rodgers will want the opportunity to put their poor record right next season." This article was read by Arthur. From the Glasgow Times Sports section, published on Friday the 15th December 2023. Unseen John Souttar Rangers moment encapsulates epic Ibrox team spirit. By Aidan Smith on X, formerly Twitter as at SmithAidan1. Sport audience and engagement editor. John Souttar may have not featured for Rangers against Real Betis last night, but his manager Philippe Clement has hailed his huge performance off the pitch. The Ibrox outfit secured their place in the last 16 of the Europa League thanks to an epic 3-2 victory over their Spanish opponents in Seville. Kemar Roof bagged the Rangers' winner after Abdallah Simmer and Cyril Dizers had previously bagged goals, and the club are now in line for a huge European windfall as a result of their exploits. Defender Souttar was an unused substitute during the Europa League clash and his boss Clement has revealed his special team spirit that was on show from the touchline. The Belgian explained, "I saw John Souttar being the biggest fan in the stadium on the bench for the other guys. That's the mentality I want to see. If you do that all season, we'll win trophies." He continued, "It's an amazing evening. I am really proud of the boys, the way they stuck together, the way they were brave. The things I asked, to be brave, to go with our football, create chances, score good goals, and a real top team mentality. That's what we need to build on over the next couple of months. If they stick together like this every 3 days, you always have an amazing season." It was Rangers' first away victory against Spanish opposition. Clement said, "This is a big reference and statement also, for them and the outside, that if everyone is into the story and working hard, we are a really hard team to beat, even for top-class teams like Betis, who are in really good form and played a really good game against Real Madrid last week and could have won. It was the first loss in their home stadium this season. And it was also a game we had to win, a lot of pressure and the players dealt really well with it." This article was read by Arthur. You're listening to the Glasgow Times talking newspaper from Q and Review Print, speaking to the blind. We would love your feedback on our readers, so please give us a call on 0141 648 4994 to speak directly to our managing editor.
From the Glasgow Times, Saturday the 16th of December, from the sports section, Brendan Rodgers issues apology to Celtic supporters, by sports writer David Irvin. Brendan Rodgers tonight issued an apology to furious Celtic supporters after the 2-0 loss to Hearts. The Parkhead boss admitted his side were far below par in the Scottish Premiership defeat, but revealed he wasn't overly surprised as standards slipped. Supporters made their feelings clear with the team booed off the park after the defeat, and chants of "sack the board" and "Lowell get to F, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk," heard inside the stadium. Rodgers said on BBC Sportsound, "Firstly, it's an apology to the support base. I don't think I've ever had to do that in all my time here, the first time or this time. Certainly, the performance today was nowhere near the level of what is expected as a Celtic player and a Celtic team. We lacked any desire in our defending. We lacked that drive when we had the ball and that intensity. And like I said, it felt like we could have played all night and not scored. Questioned how shocked he was by the drop in standards after previously dishing out warnings over consistency to his squad, Rodgers replied, "Not, if I'm honest, because this is about consistency and mentality, and I've seen it within the team from time to time. I'm surprised at home we produced that level of performance, but not so when I saw the first half at St Johnstone and Kilmarnock away, and today." And that article was by David Irvin. From the Glasgow Times, Saturday the 16th of December, from the sports section, Celtic 0, Hearts 2, instant reaction to the burning issues, by chief football writer Matthew Lindsay. Santa Claus turned up at Parkhead this afternoon to do the formalities in the Celtic half-time draw, but it was Rangers who ended up being presented with an early Christmas gift. Their city rivals suffered a second consecutive Cinch Premiership defeat for the first time since 2013, and handed them the chance to go top. First half goals from Warren Shankland and Stephen Kingsley gave Hearts a deserved lead, and the Tynecastle club withstood intense pressure thereafter to record their first league win in the East End of Glasgow in no fewer than 16 years. The Scottish champions went into the encounter on a huge high after beating Dutch giants Feyenoord on Wednesday night, but they were a pale imitation of the side which won their final Champions League group game. Philip Clement's team, who take on Aberdeen in the Viaplay Cup final at Hampden tomorrow, can leapfrog Brendan Rodgers' side, who were lambasted by their own supporters after losing 2-1 to Kilmarnock at Rugby Park last Sunday, into first place in the table if they win their two games in hand. The Celtic directors were subjected to abuse from fans in the main stand, as it became apparent there would be no comeback and impromptu chants of sack the board and Lobel, Lobel, get to F, asterisk, 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 aimed directly at former chief executive and current chairman Peter, rang out around the ground during the final minutes. There were angry exchanges between Celtic fans near the director's box, and two fans were removed from their seats by stewards. Here are five talking points from a shock result which could have seismic repercussions for the title race. Rodgers under pressure. Rodgers was not exactly welcomed back with open arms by every Celtic supporter when he replaced Ange Postecoglou last June, and his popularity rating has suffered a serious dent in the past 7 days. He did not mess about at half-time. He made a triple substitution at the start of the second half. He replaced Alistair Johnson with Tony Ralston, put on Ohin Gyu for David Turnbull, and then, to huge cheers from the crowd, threw in Daisen Maeda for Mikey Johnson. It was the first time that Japanese internationalist Maeda had been seen since the Champions League defeat to Atletico Madrid in Spain last month. Could the winger inject some much-needed energy into Celtic's play? He worked hard, but made no difference. Alexandre Bernabei took over from Luis Palma, and James Forrest came on for Greg Taylor. It all smacked a little of desperation. Rodgers is now a man under serious pressure. He has to find some answers before Celtic play Livingston at Parkhead next Saturday, or he will be the one to come under fire. Cam Ng influence. The performances of young centre-back Stephen Welsh and Liam Scales were among the highlights of Celtic's midweek win over Feyenoord. Welsh, who was making his first appearance in 4 months as well as his first start of the season, was outstanding, while Scales, who was a fringe player before the season got underway, was a deserved recipient of the Man of the Match award. But it was, as Americans say, a no-brainer for Rodgers to slot United States internationalist Cameron Carter-Vickers, who had recovered from a hamstring strain he just suffered against Hibernian last week, back into the heart of the home defence. He headed a Palma delivery over the Hearts crossbar, and then nodded a Stephen Kingsley cross wide of his own goal during the opening exchanges, and very much appeared to be his usual commanding self. However, he was unable to prevent Celtic from conceding a criminally soft opening goal from the resultant corner. Shankland was completely unmarked when a George Grant cross came to him, and had the simplest of tasks to head beyond Joe Hart. Carter-Vickers then conceded the free kick, which Kingsley curled into the top right corner of his goal, with a foul on Nathan Atkinson. The home support and dugout were livid with the referee for that decision, and it did look like a harsh call. But the returning hero was one of several players who was a long way from his best. Hearts racing. Back-to-back league defeats to Rangers at home and Aberdeen away last week saw Hearts slip into 6th place in the league table. The Tynecastle club, who had been on a 3-game winning run before that, responded to those losses in spectacular fashion by forging into a 2-goal lead after half an hour and then recording a famous triumph. Xander Clark, who has to, with Craig Gordon back in the bench, perform at his very best to keep his place, produced excellent saves from Greg Taylor and David Turnbull to keep the Gorgie outfit in front in the opening 45 minutes. Kingsley also slid in and denied Palmer when an empty net was beckoning invitingly. But they were well worth their win. Naismith, who had picked up the Manager of the Month award for November, got his team selection and tactics spot on. He packed his defence when Celtic were attacking and got bodies forward in numbers when his charges were in possession themselves. Midfield mismatch. With Tomoki Iwata joining Riho Ihtati on the sidelines in midweek, Rodgers had a decision to make about who to play in midfield alongside Callum McGregor and Matt O'Reilly. He had replaced Iwata with Paulo Bernardo against Feyenoord, and the Portuguese player had helped the host to record a joyously celebrated victory. But he preferred Turnbull to his summer signing. McGregor, who had been moved upfield into a more advanced position domestically in recent weeks, dropped back into his familiar deep-lying role in the middle of the park as Turnbull slotted in alongside O'Reilly in what was, when the host had the ball anyway, effectively a 4-1-4-1 formation. The Scot and the Dane are very similar footballers, individuals who strength-lies in exploiting gaps in opposition rearguards, creating chances for their teammates in the final third and scoring goals. They have not been particularly effective together in the past and they do not gel especially well this afternoon. Rodgers changed it at half-time, but by then the damage had been done. He has to find a solution to the midfield conundrum soon. Shankland for Scotland. The Hearts captain's last-minute equaliser for Scotland against Georgia in a Euro 2024 qualifying to Blitzy last month did his hopes of being involved in the finals in Germany next summer no harm at all. His form for his club since then has helped his cause no end. The former Ayr United, Dundee United and Beerschot man did not have to work very hard for his goal this afternoon. Still, he was in exactly the right place at exactly the right time and showed great composure and no little technique to break the deadlock. The 28-year-old took his tally for club and country in the 2023-24 campaign to 14. If he maintains his strike rate, it will be hard for Steve Clark to leave him out of his squad next June. And that article was by Chief Football Writer Matthew Lindsay. From the Glasgow Times, Saturday the 16th of December, from the sports section, Clermont challenges Rangers to write history again in Viaplay Cup. Article by Stuart Wilson. Philippe Clermont has handed his Rangers players a warning from his own past as he urged them to create more history and not live off Thursday's European triumph. Rangers swept into the last 16 of the Europa League with a 3-2 victory over Real Betis in Seville. It was the first time a Rangers team had beaten Spanish opposition away from home, and Kemar Roos's winner achieved what Real Madrid failed to do 5 days earlier and inflicted a first home defeat of the season on Betis. Rangers have another huge match on Sunday against Aberdeen at Hampden as they look to take the League Cup back to Ibrox for the first time since 2011. Clermont has been trying to bring his players back down to earth following their Spanish heroics and ensure they are ready to face an Aberdeen team who were buoyed by victory over Eintracht Frankfurt. The Belgian, who could have Todd Cantwell and Scott Wright back in his squad, said, "There is always excitement if you can play finals and win trophies. It brings something extra. Of course, we had an exciting evening on Thursday. I was very pleased about the team writing history, the first time Rangers won in Spain. It's an exceptional thing they did, but we need to turn our minds. In my past, I've had good and bad experiences that way. After a historical evening, if you don't have the right mindset, you can lose it really fast in a really stupid way. I told the players we won in Bruges in the Champions League in Milan against a really good Milan team and all the famous names, Cafu, Maldini, Dida, Nesta, Pirlo, Shevchenko, Inzaghi. We won 1-0, it was a great party afterwards. We were like kings of the world. And then, 3 days later, we lost against the smallest team in Belgium. All the fuss and positivity was gone in a few days. So I spoke about that with the team and I saw in their eyes they had already switched, so they are ready for Sunday. The past is the past and we need to write a really good future and then they can write history again. It's an amazing thing. They can write history twice in 4 days. They need to grab that opportunity with both hands. Clement will seal his first major trophy in Scotland if he makes it 14 games unbeaten since taking charge. The former Genk, Club Brugge and Monaco head coach said, "It's not about me. That's not so important. It is about the club and the players and they deserve to get appreciation." Winning trophies brings appreciations from outside and it can change perceptions. I've read a lot of bad things about these players and this team and they can change all of that in one game. Cantwell missed the Europa League win over Betis for personal reasons, but is involved in the Hampden preparations. Todd trained today, so there's a big chance he will be there tomorrow, Clement said on Saturday afternoon. Sifu, Jose Cifuentes, will be injured. We are unsure how long for. Scott Wright will be in the selection. He is back. Leon King will be in the selection. He had a car accident last week with his mother. Wright is among several midfield options who have been missing in recent games, along with Ryan Jack, Nico Raskin and Tom Lawrence. Cifuentes is suspended for the game anyway. Striker Danilo is also missing with a long-term knee injury. And that article was by Stuart Wilson. From the Glasgow Times, Saturday the 16th of December, from the sports section. Furious Celtic fans close to fisticuffs as tempers flare at Parkhead. By sports writer David Irvine. Celtic supporters came close to a physical altercation as tempers flared during the loss to Hearts at Parkhead. Chants of "sack the board" and "law will get to F asterisk asterisk asterisk" could be heard inside the stadium, with things getting heated in the vicinity of the director's box. As Hearts closed in on a 2-0 win, courtesy of goals from Lauren Shankland and Stephen Kingsley, furious fans came close to blows but no punches were thrown. It's understood fans around the director's box voiced their frustrations towards the Celtic board. Then, supporters clashed between themselves with security quick to round the director's box and stewards attempting to resolve anger in the stands. While no physical altercation took place, a couple of supporters postured for a fight before the sun were removed from their seats as a toxic atmosphere brewed. Describing the atmosphere, Michael Stewart told BBC Open All Mics, "Things are getting heated here, by the way. There are folk almost having fisticuffs in front of me. The punters are not happy. We're next to some of the guests and some of the punters, and there's a few words being said back and forward. I think one of the punters has been asked to move, and the rest of the crowd are not too happy. It's fundamentally the frustration that is coming down from the punters, who feel the board haven't done their job, and there seems to be a bit of a divide between the punters and the folk who are what you'd class as the posh seats. That's what's bubbling over here." He then added, "Further down towards the tunnel there were a few folk, somebody turned round and was having words with the board. In that area there was a lot more later on. Some stewards trying to calm things down and that seemed to agitate a little bit more because the punters are feeling that they should be allowed to voice their opinions. Right in front of us it got pretty heated. There were a few folk coming close to get involved in an altercation with people, then trying to pull them back and calm it down. It felt in the back of that there was a real divide between the punters and the upper class and the board and the guests." And that article was by David Irvine. From the Glasgow Times, Saturday the 16th of December, from the sports section, Philip Clement provides Todd Cantwell Rangers update. Article by sports writer David Irvine. Philip Clement has revealed Todd Cantwell could feature for Rangers in the Viaplay Cup final. The Ibrox midfielder did not travel to Seville for the win over Real Betis due to a family matter. However, Clement has confirmed Cantwell trained with his teammates on Saturday ahead of Sunday's showdown against Aberdeen. Clement said, Todd Cantwell trained today, so there's a chance he will be there tomorrow. Scott Wright and Leon King will be back available for selection for the showpiece final. However, Jose Cifuentes will miss out through injury. Clement added, Jose Cifuentes will be injured. We are unsure how long for. Scott Wright is available, as is Leon King. With injury issues to contend with, Dujon Sterling stepped into midfield off the bench in Seville and could be asked to play alongside John Lundstrom again at Hampden. Clement commented, Dujon Sterling is a versatile player. He is a good defender but has good feet and is very physical. I was looking for a solution from injuries and sometimes players need to play out of the box. He did this. On Cantwell, Clement previously outlined, Todd is not here because of personal circumstances and he wants to keep it personal, so we respect that. The positive thing to say about that is that it's not something between him or the club or me or him, it's family-wise. It's important that if players want to keep things private, we're going to keep things private. Players are public figures for sure, but they have personal things in life that we need to respect also. There is a chance he could be available for Sunday, but it's not guaranteed. And that article was by sports writer David Irvin. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 18th of December, from a sports section, Aberdeen take aim at Todd Cantwell and Rangers in shock match report. Article by Aidan Smith. Aberdeen have taken aim at Todd Cantwell and Rangers in their official match report that appeared on the Pittodrie Club's website. Barry Robson's Dons suffered a 1-0 defeat at Hampden yesterday as a James Tavernier goal proved to be the difference in the League Cup final. Aberdeen failed to register a shot on target during the contest in what was a frustrating afternoon, and it appears the performance translated into the official match report that was published online. The words that were written by the EFC media team took aim at the officials, numerous Rangers stars and those in charge of VAR. An early shirt pull by Cantwell was first highlighted. Esther Sokler penalised despite Cantwell dragging the shirt pretty much off Gartenman's back, as well as Sokler's foul. It was every bit as bad as the shirt pulling penalty that Gartenman conceded to Rangers at Pittodrie a few weeks back. The match report continued. In the third minute, John Lundstrom should have been in the book for a wild lunge in Jamie McGrath, who went nowhere near the ball. Moments later, Abdallah Sima won a free kick with a theatrical fall out in their left. Cantwell was there in reference again, as the report read, Cantwell needed treatment on 31 after he and Shinney challenged for the ball at a halfway, but he was okay to continue after running repairs to his headband, and later said, a high boot from Cantwell cleaned Clarkson out in the halfway after 51 minutes, but there was no action from the referee. The report concluded by looking at the flashpoint inside the Rangers' penalty area. The Dons media team wrote, one last corner, ruse up again, the ball not quite falling for Duke, Butland onto the ball at the near post before a brawl broke out, a dozen players ending in the back of the net with the referee watching on. He handed out yellow cards for Rubisic, Miloski, Balogun and Barisic, then waited for VAR to have it say, before the game continued with no red cards administered. And that was that, the Dons League Cup challenge over for another year. Dons boss Barry Robson praised his players for their valiant effort during the Hampden showdown. He said, the players gave me everything, that was clear. When you have Rangers Football Club hanging in at the end, kicking balls out the pitch, it shows you what we tried to do as a team. I said to them, well done for giving us everything. They gave us every drop, every ounce. Rangers are a good side. They just beat Real Betis in Spain, you have to remember that. They're a really good team with a good manager. It's a proper team we're playing against. We had a go and I'm just frustrated for the fans that we couldn't get that ball over the line today. And that report was by Aidan Smith. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 18th of December, Sport. Michael Beale makes Rangers admission in first Sunderland interview. Article by David Irvin. Michael Beale has admitted he was pulled in different places at Rangers as he confirmed his preference in a role as Sunderland head coach over manager. The former Ibrox boss gave his first interview after being appointed by the Championship club this evening and referenced his job at Rangers. Beale, who was sacked by Rangers in October, was quizzed on switching to a role of head coach at Sunderland rather than as manager while at Rangers. However, Beale explained he served as head coach at QPR before claiming he originally joined Rangers in the same role. He then stated he was pulled in different places due to changes at Ibrox, and Beale appeared to reference his situation at Ibrox as he stated his desire to be a coach of the team at Sunderland rather than manager of the whole football club. Speaking to Sunderland club media, Beale said, "Well, I went into QPR as a head coach and originally went into Rangers in the same role. There was a lot of changes with people leaving and I got pulled in different places. The thing I'm really comfortable with here is the alignment through the club. My role being aligned with that as a head coach and having an opinion and an idea on other aspects of the club, but I want to be the coach of the team, not the manager of the whole football club. This was a good fit in terms of alignment. I thought conversations were very smooth and there was a lot of common ground. I'm just looking forward to getting ready now and the exciting future of Sunderland." Article written by David Irvin. From the Glasgow Times, Monday the 18th of December, from the sports section. Rangers hero McCoist laughs off abusive Aberdeen fan after Viaplay Cup. Article by Aidan Smith. This is the moment that Ali McCoist hilariously laughed off an abusive Aberdeen fan following Rangers' 1-0 League Cup victory over Aberdeen at Hampden Park. Philip Clement's side were victorious at the National Stadium thanks to a second half winner from captain James Tavernier. The Englishman's goal ensured Rangers lifted the trophy for the first time since 2011, and they will now be looking to use the win to catapult them to success in all competitions this season. It was not an enjoyable afternoon for Aberdeen, however, who failed to register a shot on target against Jack Butland in the Gers goal. And one fan was clearly furious as he took aim at Ibrox hero McCoist and the Viaplay studio at the end of the game. YouTuber Sam North captured the moment on his channel Footy Adventures, and he also captured the hilarious moment as McCoist laughed off the abuse. Meanwhile, Conor Goldson heaped praise on James Tavernier after the Rangers captain scored his 115th goal for the club to secure the Viaplay Cup. The Rangers right-back hooked an impressively executed strike from a Borna Barisic cross to settle Sunday's Hampden showdown with Aberdeen in the 76th minute. Tavernier has made a habit of propping up with huge goals since moving to Rangers from Wigan 8.5 years ago, and fellow defender Goldson feels his colleague has become a colossal influence at Ibrox. "This football club won't appreciate James Tavernier until James Tavernier's not here," says Goldson. "For a right back to do the numbers he does, it's not one season, it's year after year after year. He started this season slow. I don't think he scored many at the start, but he's in a hot streak now and long may it continue. The main thing about playing for this football club is adding numbers to the board. That board was there long before we were here and will be there a long time after. So to say you've had a part in adding numbers onto that is obviously huge." Sunday's victory means long-serving Tavernier has now won each of the three major trophies in his time in Scotland after leading Gers to the Premiership title in 2021 and the Scottish Cup in 2022. The goalscorer savoured a perfect ending to a week in which the Ibrox side also sealed top spot in their Europa League group with a 3-2 victory away to Real Betis. "It's obviously long overdue, but I'm really proud of the team," Tavernier said of the Viaplay Cup success. "It was probably closer than was expected, but we knew if we limited their chances, we would create our own. I'm really happy to see this week out by topping the Europa League group and getting our hands on the first silverware this season. I'm delighted that all of us have managed to get our hands on the first silverware this season. That should give us real good momentum to build on." Report by Aidan Smith. That concludes this week's edition of the Glasgow Times Sports Podcast. Please remember to subscribe to our channels at QNReview and to tell your friends about our service.